friends, welcome to another episode of Adoption Hacks. I'm your co-host, Callie Troyer, and today I have Elizabeth McLathery on the podcast with me. Elizabeth is an adoptive mama of a precious little boy and the founder of Honey Clothing Company. We met a few years ago when we were both in the adoption process from South Korea together, and I have just loved her heart for community and adoption and how those things shine through Honey. On today's episode, Elizabeth is going to share a little bit about their adoption journey, how that journey launched into their small business, and how Honey Clothing Company is now giving back to single mamas in Korea and providing a way for hopeful adoptive parents to fundraise as well. I so enjoyed my time with Elizabeth, and I know you guys will too. So here's our interview. Well, welcome, Elizabeth, to Adoption Hacks. We're so excited to have you today.
I'm super excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, let's just start out by hearing a little bit about you and your family. So tell us where you're from and a little bit more about your family.
Yeah, so I'm Elizabeth, and I am married to my amazing husband, John. We live right outside of Nashville, Tennessee, and we have a little three-year-old named Wilson, who we adopted from Korea last January. I own a company called Honey Clothing Company that was birthed out of our adoption story, which we'll get to more later. And so I get to stay home with him.
Well, let's dive a little bit into your adoption story. So what brought you and John to adoption, and then specifically adoption from South Korea?
So our adoption journey, it kind of goes all the way back to when I was just a little girl. My mom explained to me as much as she could to a little girl what adoption was and why it was needed in this world. And from that day forward, I always told my mom that I was going to adopt. And I truly believe that God planted those seeds in my heart as a little girl to desire to grow my family through adoption. And so fast forward, 20 plus years to John and I, we had just started dating. And one of the first conversations I had with him was about adoption and if he was open to growing his family through adoption. Because honestly, there was no point in us dating if he wasn't, because I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I was called to grow my family through adoption. And so he had actually never thought about it before. But after our conversation, he was totally open to it, and he never turned back. And I truly believe that over the years of our marriage leading up to our adoption, that God truly molded his heart and gave him just an even stronger heart for adoption and orphan advocacy. So that's kind of how we got started on the journey of adoption, and then specifically why we adopted from Korea. So we had originally planned on adopting from China. That was just the country program that I had heard the most about, and just seeing other adoptive families adopt through was China. And when we started the process, we very quickly realized that we were not old enough to adopt from China. So you have to be 30, and I was 26 at the time, and John was 27. So we already had our adoption agency picked out, which was Holt International, and we just began to look at the other country programs that they worked with. And to make a very long story short, after a lot of God stories and meeting with a family who had adopted from Korea the year prior, we just knew that Korea was the country program that we were going to go with.
I love that. I actually don't know that I knew that about your story, but Brian and I had a very similar experience where on our first date, we were talking about adoption, and I was kind of the same way. I was like, look, I mean, it's okay if you don't want to adopt, but like, if we're going to start dating, this is kind of something we need to talk about before we go down that path.
That's so amazing.
I love that. Tell us a little bit about your adoption process. What was it like? What were you feeling? Did anything surprise you?
Yeah, our adoption journey, it was a roller coaster. It was everything. It was exciting. It was hard. It was humbling. It was happy. It was just everything. I think one of the biggest things that I learned through our adoption journey was about patience and things not happening on my timeline. I learned a lot about patience through our first adoption, and some of the things that surprised me happened mainly through our parent training classes. We had no idea about the losses of adoption. We had never really thought about it. All we thought about in the beginning was that this child who needs a home is getting a home in a, you know, in a loving family. And that was, you know, the narrative that we had heard and we had seen. So when we took our parent training and we learned about the losses, we learned about the trauma and bonding and attachment and sensory activities, even talking about white privilege and racism, like it was so eye-opening to us. And it really caught us off guard, but in the best way, you know. As we continued our parent training and everything, like we truly felt like, you know, part of our story and part of our marriage was to, to be an advocate for this and just to see even more of the importance of adoption and why it's so important also to have really reputable, strong agencies that are coming beside you and advocating for you and especially the child as well.
After going through your adoption process and, you know, being a year and a half, I guess, now past your adoption process, what advice would you give to prospective parents who are just starting the process or who are waiting to bring their little ones home?
Something that I like to say to, like, prospective parents is that I feel like there's no greater calling in life than to be called to adopt and to be a mom or dad to a child who needs a mom or a dad. So it might be scary. It might, you know, cause so many doubts and fears, but at the end of the day, like, it's just, it's so worth it. And I don't know anything else in this life that could be more important.
All right, so fast forwarding a little bit in your story. So you guys get home with your little boy. You're still learning each other. You're a brand new mom. And then you start Honey Clothing Company. So tell me a little bit about Honey. And like, did you already have plans to start a new business? Or how did this idea come about?
Yeah, we had just became new parents. And honestly, Wilson, our son, he had attached to John a lot faster than he did me. And it wasn't really until John went back to work that that process kind of started for me and Wilson. And as my maternity leave was ending and it was getting closer, like my husband and I, we were like, we cannot do this. Like we cannot put our child through another huge transition of putting them into childcare. And there were a lot of other moving parts that went along with that. But at the end of the day, we were going to try whatever we could for me to be able to stay home with him and to continue that bonding and attachment process. So I had a background in marketing and sales and apparel, and I like fashion. I always like a comfy t-shirt. And that is also a very long story to make it short. After a lot of prayer and just crunching numbers, we just decided to take that leap and to jump into Honey Clothing Company. And I named it Honey because that was one of Wilson's first English words. And it just, I like the sound of it. So before all of this, I didn't have any plans of starting my own small business. It was kind of a dream for the future, maybe later in life, but it definitely was not a t-shirt company that I had envisioned my first small business being. So it was definitely just a dream in the making of just being very passionate and determined to be able to stay home.
I love it. And I love seeing like how all these different pieces of your story before that and the experiences that you had like all kind of came together during this time too. Mm-hmm. So one of the really unique things about Honey and one of the things that I've loved in following your story is how Honey gives back to single moms in Korea. So can you tell me a little bit more about how Honey supports families, supports orphan advocacy, and how did your all's adoption journey kind of really lead into that mission?
Yeah, for sure. So throughout our adoption journey, adopting specifically from Korea and learning about Korea and the culture and why there are so many orphans in Korea, you know, we learned that the root of the problem was the stigma on single mothers. And we are all about advocating for adoption, but we are also very passionate about advocating for the root of the problem. So hopefully in the future, there won't be such a need for adoptive parents. So we reached out to Holt International just to see how we could help partner with them in helping these single mothers. And so that's what we chose Holt International to donate to, because I knew that starting a small business, whatever it was, there had to be a part of it that was making life, you know, life-changing impacts somewhere in someone's life. I knew that had to be a part of it. And obviously coming fresh off of becoming a new mom through adoption from Korea, like it just made sense for our family to support it in that way. And so $2 from every order that is placed through Honey is donated to the single mother shelter in Korea. And it's just been really cool just to see how the people that, you know, make purchases from Honey, like if they leave a review or anything like that, like 9 out of 10 times, they're talking about how they're thankful that they get to give back in some way. So people aren't just, you know, buying the t-shirts just to have a new shirt, you know, it's about giving back and to support like a greater cause.
Yeah, and I've loved seeing like this community that you've created too of these women, and just some of them that maybe wouldn't have really known about adoption or known about that in Korea, or like the cultural things in Korea that lead to kids being placed for adoption, like just to see them kind of really take hold of that and make it like their own and to be a part of that as well. It's been really neat to see. So Honey is now a year old, or just over a year old, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, so how have you seen Honey grow over this past year? And then where do you see Honey going from here?
Well, you kind of touched on it a little bit with just the community that it has created. I could have never dreamed that my little t-shirt business could have created this online community, and some of it for people, some of the girls that live close to each other, like even outside of online, like people have become friends just through social media, you know, and through the Honey community. And I've just been so thankful for it. Like I've met some really amazing people and have made really great friends through it. So that has been such a blessing that I never could have envisioned happening. And then also just with Honey growing, one of the new things that I'm now offering for adoptive families is the opportunity to do a t-shirt fundraiser through Honey. And I just started that a few weeks ago. And actually last week I got to help a family with their t-shirt fundraiser, which has been such a blessing and just a joy from my heart to be able to give back in that way. And the family that I helped is actually adopting from Korea. So that was really cool. And I didn't know them before that. I didn't know them outside of Honey. They just, you know, found it through the adoption community. So that's been really cool. And I know there's a lot of t-shirt fundraising companies out there. But I think it's super sweet and special to be able to work with a company that has done t-shirt fundraisers for their own adoption. And just being able to relate with the families that way has just been really great. And let's see. So with Honey growing, I'm not sure what to expect. I just keep walking with open hands and seeing what happens. I would love to grow to the point to where we can give back so much more than we already have, and just to be able to even employ other women to help out, whether it's with shipping or working at shows or whatever that is. Man, a dream would be for John to be able to quit his job and just help with Honey full time. I mean, but that's such a dream, and I don't know if that's what our family is called to. But that would be really amazing. So we'll see. I don't know.
That's awesome. Well, I'm really excited to watch Honey grow and to keep just giving back and growing in that community as well. So what would you say to a mom or dad who wants to start a small business or follow a specific dream and maybe afraid of how that could change their family? So I know for you, you were walking in as a brand new mom, brand new parents. You really saw just how the choices that you guys made as parents would impact your family. So what advice would you give to those parents who are maybe wanting to follow a dream and they're just scared of what that's going to look like?
Absolutely. So on the business side of things, I would absolutely tell you to do your research. Look at your competitors, look at finances. Like, do you have the finances to be able to start up your business? And touching on the financial side, I have a second job where I get to work from home. I'm actually a virtual assistant. And being able to have a second job that helps pay the bills allows our family to be supported, but also where I can pour into Honey out of love and passion rather than out of fear and stress. Because anyone listening to this with a family knows that providing for your family is of utmost importance. And so maybe pursuing your dream doesn't look the way that you thought it would, but that's okay. And there's so much grace in that. And I just encourage you to keep pursuing it and working towards it and writing down your goals and trying to reach them. So that's like on the business side of things. But for us, the main reason why we felt comfortable doing this was because of prayer and because we felt like God had completely opened the door for this opportunity and gave us the peace that we needed to move forward. If we had not had the peace that we had, we would not have done it. I mean, we just wouldn't have, you know, been able to move forward because it was, of course, important for us to not have to put Wilson in childcare, but also important for us to be able to pay our bills and to eat. So there's a balance there. And I just encourage whoever wants to pursue a job, like, is there a way that you can have maybe a side job that's more consistent that helps pay the bills while you're trying to build up your small business? Because like you said, I've been doing this for a little over a year and I'm still not at that point where it can be my sole income, especially being in sales. I mean, you know, every month is different. Every week is different how many shirts you're going to sell. So just having something that's consistent to help support your family while pursuing a dream, is important. So that's my advice.
Yeah, and I loved when you were talking about just praying and finding that peace. Because I think, you know, not along the lines of a small business, because my husband and I do not have a small business, but just looking at adoption in general and all of the unknowns that come with it. And for us, like when, you know, our son's needs came out in the middle of the process, so many times families would be like, well, aren't you scared? And like, well, yeah, of course we're scared, but we also have peace about it because we had prayed a lot about it. We had talked to families who knew us really well and knew our hearts, and we just walked forward in that peace. And it didn't make the fears go away. It didn't make the unknowns go away at all, but just walking forward in that peace. So I loved how you described that.
For sure.
So for our listeners who want to learn more about Honey Clothing Company or find you after this podcast, where can they go to find you?
Yeah, so my website is honeyclothingcompany.com. super easy. And then on Instagram, you can find me at Hi, like H-I, you're saying hi. Hi, Honey Clothing Co. On Instagram.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. This is your other co-host, Candace Laycock. I'm hopping on here to let you know about something new we're doing with Adoption Hacks. We're creating Zoom meetings for different pockets of adoptive parents. This last weekend, we just did one for International Adoptive Parents in Process. And my goodness, it was so wonderful to get to talk to those of you who are currently in the process of adopting internationally and hear your stories and your hearts and be able to connect and support one another. Coming up soon, we hope to do ones for hopeful adoptive parents and for domestic parents in process and parents who have recently brought their children home. So stay tuned. We'll announce those through the show when we're able, but also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Adoption Hacks to be able to see the latest details. All right, thanks everybody for listening. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email us through adoptionhacksinfo@gmail.com. Have a good week.